This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial on in here, toll free, join us, the control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Vincent.
We've got some good news now. We were talking about the bad news that Donald Trump is talking about a ramping up of the war on drugs, which of course is a stupid idea that's never going to actually accomplish stopping drug use, which is what he thinks he can do, apparently. Or at least that's what he's telling the police that he thinks he can do. And who knows, maybe he's BSing them. I don't know. But the good news is that Colorado has, in 2016, surpassed the $1 billion mark in legal weed sales. The state themselves took in about $200 million in taxes, so a good chunk of that in just taxes. And, of course, that's, you know, from the state's perspective, that's money that they can spend on whatever their other programs are rather than having to blow money on the war on drugs, rather than having to spend millions of dollars trying to arrest and in jail and imprison these drug users. They can instead just tax them and make money off of them. So it's, you know, from the state's perspective, legalization makes sense. It means fewer people being arrested, fewer people clogging the courts, fewer people in the jails, and that means the police can focus their time on more real crimes, like actual violent crimes. So let's go to the phones and your thoughts here. We had Stephen on the line, because we were just talking about drug use in general. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio tonight, and Vincent's actually in college. That's why I asked him, you know, what his experience has been as far as, you know, encountering drugs in college, and he says that at least marijuana is very, very prevalent. Alcohol use, of course, also very prevalent. Go ahead, Stephen, with your thoughts. You said you are straight edge, meaning that you don't use any drugs, although you weren't necessarily intimately familiar with that term. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that term precisely, but you know, it seems pretty obvious in its meaning. But I've never used alcohol or drugs other than caffeine. Yes, I acknowledge that caffeine is a drug. But the main reason I haven't is because, from what I've seen more often than not, you know, having grown up on the West Coast and gone to school at a liberal arts college, really hardcore liberal arts college, is that more often than not, people use them because they have never developed the means to let go of their inhibitions. I'm of the opinion that if a person has, you know, have been trained to do it, or if they've simply just developed the means to do it, they can, of their own volition, they can put their inhibitions aside for, you know, at will, and relax with people and socialize and unwind. And a lot of people, more often than not, they don't have that ability because they don't need to develop that ability because they have a drug right here that could just wipe away their inhibitions, with just a few puffs. So that's the main reason. It's dependency. I kind of view it as a weakness a little bit that people would have to resort to drug use to just unwind.
Yeah, I think you're right. Some people do use drugs to wipe away inhibitions or lessen their inhibitions. Certainly alcohol is very common for that. That's why people will go out to clubs or bars and they'll drink to try to meet people, to get over their inhibitions with talking to somebody that they might be interested in. So that's not uncommon. But a lot of people just use it for escapism as well. So it's not just to you know, lower inhibitions, but to also just simply try to get away from their problems, to try to forget about their problems. So that's another reason. Now, what's your experience as far as your friends, your associates? Are you the odd man out at any kind of family or gathering of your friends at a party, for instance?
I think the first party I went to actually was just like a couple of years ago. So I've been to very few of them in my life. I mean, for me, it's unique because it's kind of compounded. I'm an atheist and a capitalist and an objectivist, so I'm a microscopic minority. So there's kind of, I'm always faced with a situation where it's like, oh, hey, there's a group of atheists there. I could hang out with them. That'd be cool. But oh yeah, they're crazy rabid communists. So
right.
So I've had inherently have a hard time socializing my whole life, but yeah, it's just a given that everyone does some kind of drugs. You know, it's a lot of the time I don't even bring it up because folks just give you weird looks. You know, it's like it's one thing you tell them, I get, it's different when you get older, I guess, right? When you're like 19, right? You tell people you've never done drugs, they look at you really weird and they treat you like a leper. But I found that over the last, 10 years or so, that it's, I guess just the people hang out with it. They're okay with it. They're like, oh, you don't do any drugs or any alcohol? Okay, that's cool. But it's when I tell them I've never done it before, they're like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
So people just take it for granted. I don't know.
It's that common. It's that common to the human experience that somebody has done it. Now, like you're saying, some people have done it and then quit. But they're surprised to find out that you've never even tried, never imbibed. And so actually there's actually a group of libertarians here in New Hampshire that are non-drug using libertarians just because there's so much of it that they decided to create a group specifically so they could identify one another and kind of spend a little bit of time together because they do feel awkward, I'm sure, in a social situation where they're constantly being offered these, alcohol or cannabis or whatever, and they're turning it down. I imagine that gets a little tiresome.
Yeah. It's I appreciate knowing that. And I just visited New Hampshire there for the Liberty Forum, and I didn't know about that group. So next time I go, I'll check them out.
Cool. I don't know what they're called, so I don't know.
Okay.
I know they exist because I know I've heard that they exist, but I don't know. I don't know how you would go about finding them. I guess you could probably post in like the Free State Project group, and I bet one of them would probably pipe up and say, "Hey, that's over here, and you can come over here." And you'd likely find some kindred spirits. And I know that a lot of the libertarians that have moved here to New Hampshire are also atheists. So I bet you could find at least a couple of matching personality factors in that group.
Oh, cool.
Stephen, how was your visit, by the way? Was it your first visit to New Hampshire?
Yeah, it was. I took a train over there. And
Oh, wow. All the way from Washington.
What's that? Sorry?
All the way from Washington. How long does that take to take a train ride? Because I know there's a lot of stops. So what was that, a week?
Yeah, I took Amtrak. I took the Empire Builder to Chicago, and that was like 40 stops just to get to Chicago. And then like another 10 or 15 from Chicago to Massachusetts there. I got off in Framingham. But yeah, it was like 3 days, like a three-day ride there and 3 days back.
Wow. And how was it? I mean, I didn't get to go to Liberty Forum because I'm banned from the event. So how was it?
Yeah. It was good. Yeah. I'm told that it was more exciting last year, I think, because I think Snowden was there last year. But I thought it was so good. They normally do it there at convention rooms there at the Radisson Hotel. And this year they did it at the expo, which I thought was fine. There was plenty. It's one big room basically with all the booths and, very educational. I liked, some of the progress that they were talking about at the Women's Defense League, their progress towards gun rights there in New Hampshire. Yeah. And, a lot of the stuff to talk about education. I just like the way they're kind of trying new methods for changing the laws instead of just reverting back to the age old, just make the law simpler for freedom or make the law simpler because it's the Constitution. They're switching gears, like with the gun rights issue. They made it a women's rights issue instead of just a defense issue.
There's a very strong, the Women's Defense League, a very strong gun rights advocacy group here. They're frequently in Concord testifying on
every gun
bills.
Every gun show I've been at, they've been there.
Yeah, they're great. Stephen, thanks for the call, man. What's your plan for moving out here?
It'll be this summer because, it was amazing that just how it felt, how different it felt being around people that I just inherently agreed with. So it'll
very
be this
cool,
summer.
Man. I'm glad you had a good time. We'll look forward to seeing you this summer, and thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mentioned last night that I put something up over at saveitpurse.com. 25% off was what I selected, and I got a message today from the person who decided to buy it for me. SaveItFirst.com allows you to save easily on the stuff you want to buy at Amazon. So in my case, I wanted to get a Bluetooth receiver for the car that that I'm driving. Little $20 thing. You plug it into a cigarette lighter, plug that into the aux jack, and then you've got Bluetooth in a car that doesn't have it built in to the dash. And I got mine 25% off because that's what I asked for. I could have asked for less, but I figured I'd try for 25% off. I didn't need it urgently. Figured, all right, well, let's see how long it takes. Less than a day. And it's amazing. SaveItPurse.com. It is something I've been using for more than 2 years. I've made more than 60 purchases. I've saved over $1,500. Otherwise, I would have paid all of that money because I would have bought all this stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But I saved that money because I went through SaveItPurse.com, and the catch is I spent it. I spent Bitcoin in order to get these significant discounts. Save at Purse. Save AT Purse. You can't use the site unless you have cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. SaveItPurse.com. It's Ian and Vincent in the studio here tonight. Let's go to Stalker on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
It's Gawker, and that's what I said to your call screener.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Gawker. Go ahead there, Gawker.
That's what you're, you know, that's the fate that your station will suffer. But Vincent, go forth and sin no more is what Jesus would say to you if you were hanging out, if he found you hanging out with a bunch of liars and losers.
Didn't Jesus hang out with liars and losers?
Yep, and he said, go forth and sin no more. But since you're not sincere.
What's the sin?
The Bible,
what are you accusing?
You're not really a minister. You don't
what is it you're accusing Vincent of doing as far as sin is concerned?
He's hanging out with losers and liars. And
I don't think that's a
himself.
Sin. I'm pretty sure
that
that's not
a
sin.
To be a liar. And you are
no, but it's not a sin to hang out with those people.
I didn't say that he's sinning by hanging out with you. He
oh,
does the same
okay.
thing. He's a liar. And he's unashamed of
I don't know Vincent to tell a lot. Tell
but anyway,
lies.
Vincent, I called in to talk about who Jesus would bomb since you're clever. Your leader thought he's clever by saying what armies would Jesus lead.
I don't think
Muhammad
Vincent has
did.
A leader.
By the
no,
way,
a leader.
Muhammad
that's really insulting.
Insulting? I can
yeah, it's
a
insulting.
Bunch of insulting.
Yes, Mr. Freeman.
Things you said about me on the public airwaves are literally not true.
Yeah, but we don't have time for that. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I bet he could name a list of them. He seems to have kept quite the records on all of his calls over the years.
Yeah, well, there's also
who's your
very,
leader, Vincent?
Who's my leader? I bow before no man beyond, from beyond the wall. That's a,
what is that referencing?
It's a Game of Thrones. It's with the Wildlings. There was such an awesome group of characters, the Wildlings. I always love it.
I watched the first two. I liked it, but it was just one of those shows I just never picked up again.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not against the fantasy kind of realm thing. I've enjoyed the Lord of the Rings. I watched those once. But I would never go back and watch them a second time. Just, I don't dislike the genre. I just am not a huge fanatic of it. And I guess it's different from the... It's kind of a
what I do,
genre. It's not like... They don't have, like, orcs, or do they?
There's some fantasy, like the White Walkers. What I do is... Because me, usually I get bored after season one of a thing. That's why I like limited series. Because, you know, you have a beginning, middle, and end. But the episodes where they talk about the wildlings... And just it's just so interesting, right? It's like the... Where my ancestors, you know, grew up, the wilds of Northern Europe, and, you know, snow and everything.
Yeah,
and
I thought you were from Canada.
Oh, I said my ancestors.
Oh, right.
And there's a big wall in it, too, so I like that part.
Yeah, right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Just you wait on that wall, Vincent. You'll see. You'll see. It ain't going to work out too hot. So you can bring up anything that you want. We were talking about the good news out of Colorado that marijuana has crashed through the $1 billion mark. It is at $1.3 billion in total between recreational and medical marijuana for the year 2016. Now, they're saying that this year it may beat that number again, but that they don't expect it to continue to rise, considering there are now multiple states that are adopting legalized marijuana. Massachusetts, Maine, Nevada, I believe California also passed it in this last election. So big time changes coming soon. Oregon, of course, Alaska did it a couple of years ago, or like a year or so ago, and there's more competition. There's going to be more marijuana tourism going to those other states rather than to Colorado. Indeed, according to the Denver Post, as cited by Vice.com, the Colorado Tourism Office found that fewer people are visiting the state solely to get stoned. Presumably, snowboarders on vacation will still pick up an ounce or some edible gummies, but the tourism office has already seen a return of the, quote, more usual Colorado traveler, unquote, in 2016, instead of those just looking to score legally. Sandy Vanderveer, president of a large Denver dispensary called Medicine Man, told the Cannabist, quote, it was a difficult year. We're still seeing a steady increase in the number of customers and patients, but sales numbers are pretty flat. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first thing is that James is so toxic, he should go, like, do a series of colonics or something so he's not so toxic with the liver and all that.
Yeah, he's got to be really stressed out.
So the other thing is I heard on the news before your program came on, I think the North Korean dictator's half-brother was assassinated by two women with needles, with poison needles. Do you guys hear about that?
I did earlier today.
Yeah, I saw the headline. I didn't take the time to actually read the details.
I wonder who would have wanted him out of the way.
I don't know. I mean, was he really, like, worth killing? Or was
Well, see, when the communists took over Russia, they murdered the Tsar and all the members of his family, even the little girls.
And, whoa.
I mean, we think of what barbarians they are, and yet, I mean, and they are. Okay, I'm not trying to diminish that at all. Also, these people who are dictators don't want any competition. They don't want any possibility of anybody who might, you know, have a lineage who could come back and claim everything.
I see.
Later, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This isn't the first time that he had someone assassinated that he was related to. I remember.
His uncle.
Yeah, his uncle. That was right.
Killed him with dogs, like a wild pack of dogs.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. Now, what they did when they killed his uncle, it was because of some sort of offense that he had committed. I forget exactly what it was, but there was some sort of thing that he did that he wasn't supposed to do.
Very trivial, too, I remember.
Well, I mean, it would seem trivial to us but, you know, there the penalty is death. And, you know, you shall not cross the anointed one. Now, this guy, the brother, or the half-brother, who's from the what brief amount I read about this today was listed as estranged, so he's not, you know, actively part of the family.
Oh, he's living outside of...
Yeah, he's living outside of North Korea. I wouldn't say that he was a threat to Kim Jong-un. I mean, if he's not even physically in the country and is an estranged half-brother, it's probably not an assassination by Kim Jong-un.
Or
but
he's
who knows?
Very paranoid.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, who knows the inner workings of that insane bureaucracy that is known as North Korea? I mean, it's a prison colony. You can't even get out of the place without having to bribe some guards. If you want to talk about a wall, that's look no further than North Korea. The wall's going to make the United States more like North Korea than it has been in the past. That's a scary idea. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we mentioned earlier when we were talking with Stephen in Washington about the idea of liberty-minded people, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, picking up their lives and moving to New Hampshire. Stephen said he's going to be moving out here this summer. We've got thousands more who are on their way. But if you are a liberty-minded person, you care about freedom and you're willing to do something about it, you really owe it to yourself to check out The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. It's about an hour in length, so not very long to watch. If you can't sit down or sit still for an hour, you can watch it in parts, you know, stop and start, and you know, watch it while you're eating dinner or something like that over a few days. And you will get just loaded up with great information about why New Hampshire really is the destination for people who care about freedom and who are willing to do more than just hammer out Facebook posts about it. If you're willing to actually do something to achieve liberty in your lifetime, you got to get together with other people who have a similar mindset, and New Hampshire is that destination. So, to learn more, go to 101reasonsfilm.com, and you can watch the movie for free there. It's on YouTube, 101reasonsfilm.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Patrick. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey guys,
hey.
I just wanted to check in with you. What are your views on all this stuff that's going on with this resignation already in the administration? Are you guys happy about it? I mean, you know, it's
I don't
crazy
care.
To...
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, you're talking about, I did hear the story when we were driving to, Daryl and I went to Concord this morning to do some Liberty testifying at the State House, and I heard the story. It was all over the news, as though, I guess, this character in the Trump administration, Flynn, he was allegedly talking to the Russians at some point. Prior to him becoming Trump becoming president, and I guess that's a no-no apparently. So, like, you're not supposed to be acting as a diplomat unless you're actually a diplomat. It's supposedly
it's called the Logan Act, I believe, and it gets violated all the time.
Yeah.
But now, you know, when someone the media doesn't like does it, oh, suddenly it exists again.
Well, he's not going to get brought up on charges. Highly unlikely. I mean, they just basically asked him to resign, and he did. So I don't know. Who cares? I mean, what's the big deal whether he's is or is not talking to the Russians? I just don't see why it even matters.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of that's been going on lately, though. You know, these people are really just going too crazy on this. Let them do the job. If we don't like it, we can vote them out in 4 years. But you know, it's really sad. I've been listening to this, and it's all over the radio, and it's a big hype and everything. The guy basically didn't break any law. He just made a mistake, you know, according to what was said. But I'll tell you, man, it's just getting too crazy out there right now. You know, people are just, I guess it's post-traumatic syndrome from the election, I guess.
Well, I think the Democrats are probably trying to flex their strength, whatever little bit that they have in D.C., trying to, you know, let their base know that they still are doing their best up there, and it's probably more of a show of force than anything else. But what I heard this was all about, as far as like why he was talking with the Russians allegedly, was to lessen or remove sanctions against the country, which I fully support removing sanctions against every country in the world. I mean, sanctions in some places lead to starvation and death of innocent people because they're not allowed, you know, to do business with the United States. And I think sanctions are a terrifying, terrible thing to impose upon a country. And if Trump's guy was actually talking with them about removing sanctions, that seems to be the right thing to do, if that's what was actually going on.
Yeah, you know, that's what's weird, you know, about it. Hey, are you still taking that trip to Mexico, or did
that's
you already
plan.
Go?
No, that's going to be in about 10 days.
I just want you to be really careful, guys. They don't mess around out there. I've done some traveling, and you know how he was going to do the passport?
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor, guys. Don't mess around with it. Those people hate us, man. I'll tell you. You go on a Carnival cruise line and go into a Mexican port. You should read the stuff that they write about us Americans on the wall. But sure, they want our money when we go out shopping or cruising.
Well, I don't categorize people as those people. I find that to be a very dehumanizing, de-individualizing thing. The fact is, there are, you know, people who are from Mexico, some of whom probably are very concerned with the United States government, but some people are wise enough to realize that not everyone from the United States supports Donald Trump. You know, maybe
no,
not everybody.
They don't really support America. That's the one thing. You have the different cartels out there that, you know, they're pretty corrupt. Just be careful. You know, I mean,
well,
I know
I'm pretty
you
sure the cartels aren't going to be running the airport security administration.
Oh, but Ian, they could bribe someone. You keep saying talking
well,
about bribes.
Of course they can bribe someone, but why are they going to bribe the airport security to give me a hard time? And besides that, if they hate people from America, then they should like the fact that I have a world passport, because that suggests that I also don't like the United States.
But I get what he's saying, Ian. You know, you kind of got to be careful, you know, when traveling. Don't take any unnecessary risks, man.
Oh, but that's what makes things fun, is taking risks.
Well,
think of a college,
man. Taking risks is okay, but be careful, guys. I mean,
well,
I mean
you.
That from the
thank
heart.
You, Patrick. I appreciate that.
I like listening to you.
Yeah, so you've been down. So you've been down there before, and what was your experience?
Well, you know, we did a lot of group stuff, bringing stuff down, clothing, bottled water, things of that sort, you know, and humanitarian things, which is a little bit different. But the attitude towards people, towards the Americans was not one of, you don't want to go outside the areas that aren't suggested to go outside. You got to be really careful where you travel to and from, because there are a lot of people out there that are they don't think they'll try to get over on you, you know. And you got to be, it's very dangerous in some areas. So just be careful.
That's true everywhere. It's true. It's dangerous in Chicago. It's dangerous in Baltimore. I mean, you want to stay away
about Chicago.
Yeah, you want to stay away from dangerous areas in every country. That's just common sense. But from what I've read and from some of the people that I've talked to who live down there full time, I mean, folks like Jeff Berwick and Angel Clark, two of the hosts on LRN.FM, they both live in Acapulco, and then Callan Diggs, another LRN.FM host, lives elsewhere in Mexico, and they're loving life down there. They're not having any kind of issues with violence. And
just
they, if you listen to them,
level
they say
of
they.
Poverty.
Well, yeah, of course there's
different level of poverty down there. And people down there, a lot of them are scared. And you don't want to.
That's true in the United States. I mean, look at the people in the United States. That's how the government takes control, is they. They get you to be afraid. It's fear-mongering. I mean, I heard this today. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I appreciate it, man. The fear-mongering today. I was at the State House. There was a bill to make it so one can do hair braiding, like African-style hair braiding, without getting a cosmetology license. That was the proposed bill. And one of the reasons why is because there's 1,500 hours required of so-called training or whatever to get a cosmetology license. You usually have to pay $15,000 to $20,000 to go to school to get this license
to braid someone's hair.
They don't teach you anything about African hair braiding in that 1,500 hours. So you have to go there and go through all this cosmetology crap that you're not going to use, because you're just going to braid hair to get the license so the state won't shut you down. And everyone except for one person testified in favor of legalizing hair braiding. And the one person who testified against it, she got up there with all this scary stuff and how we need licenses to keep us safe from disease. And it was just ridiculous. I can tell you more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast, because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about Russia a moment ago, so I want to get into a different story related to Russia, not the story about the Trump guy getting blown out, but I think a much more important story and a much more disturbing story about Edward Snowden possibly being used as a bargaining chip between Russia and the United States. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Vincent.
If you support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can show your support is by joining the AMP program. It takes you just a moment, and it helps us a lot. It allows us to effectively market the show to new radio stations, to bring new listeners on board with the ideas of freedom, liberty, and peace. And if that's valuable to you, if it's worth the price of a hamburger or a cup of coffee, $5 a month is all it takes. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Bitcoin right there on our site. We make it easy to get signed up. It's a monthly contribution. You can also prepay for months, too. So if you want to just pay in advance for X amount of months, you can do that, too. So there's different ways to set it up. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only forum. In fact, Vincent, you're on that AMP-only Facebook
group. Yeah.
So you get to interact with other listeners as well as hosts of the show. Did I say AMP-only forum? That's kind of gone. The AMP-only Facebook group was the replacement for the forum, because nobody uses forums anymore, sadly. But you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so Vincent, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what happened in Concord today, because you were shocked. You were surprised to learn that in the live free or die state, that you have to have a beautician's license, or I guess a cosmetology license, whatever it is that they call it, in order to braid hair, in order to do traditional African-style hair braiding. And there aren't a lot of black people in New Hampshire, but there are some. And if the people who are at the, you know, hair salons don't know how to braid African-style hair, then, or you know, black hair, whatever you want to call it, curly hair.
Dreadlocks.
Well, dreadlocks is one way of handling that hair, but there are other ways to do it as well. And, you know, if they're not trained on how to do this, then where does the person go? How does the individual get this service? And it turns out that there are not a whole lot of people in New Hampshire who know how to do that. There are some, but they have to work underground because they don't want to go and spend $20,000 on a cosmetology license. The license itself is $40 for 2 years, but it costs $20,000 to go to the school that you have to go to get certified in order to get the 1,500 hours of training that's required to get a cosmetology license so you don't get arrested or fined for performing braiding without a license. So the proposal is to legalize hair braiding. And person after person got up and testified to this committee, including me. I was one of the last people to testify. So there was a black lady that got up, and she works in Maine. She lives in a town right on the border between Maine and New Hampshire, and she's saying she cannot go into New Hampshire and perform hair braiding legally because it's prohibited. And there were other examples. There was one lady from Manchester who's a white lady who runs a salon, and she said she was getting black customers coming in, and also not black customers. There's also apparently it's popular among soccer players to get cornrows for some reason. So just white kid soccer players were coming in there looking to get this type of hair braiding done. And she talked to her lead beautician or hairstylist, and the hairstylist didn't know how to do it. And then she asked every other person who was in her shop, all of whom are licensed, and not a single one of them knew how to braid hair in this style. Which was really funny, because this lady who was testifying about that came after one of the board members of the cosmetology board in New Hampshire and a teacher at one of the beauty schools in New Hampshire.
So no conflict of interest there, of course.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. This woman was the only one out of like 10 people who testified, the only one who testified against this bill. And she got up there and she was like, well, we teach hair braiding in our cosmetology school. We teach it. Well, no, you don't. You're lying, lady. Because if it was true that you taught hair braiding that was, maybe she meant like taking the three braids, like you always see the girls braiding with just like the three clumps, three strands of hair or whatever. Maybe that's what she meant. Because if they were teaching African hair braiding at the cosmetology school, then presumably of a whole salon full of stylists, they should have known how to do it if they were paying attention, right? It's BS. They're not teaching that. There's no relevance whatsoever in the 1,500 hours required. 0 hours are being spent teaching this. So it's just a total scam to extract money from people. And it was interesting, too, because outside of the hearing, the salon owner lady was talking with one of the black ladies and was like, hey, let me get your number, right? Because she wants to bring her in to help her customers get the work done. And so anyway, the fear-mongering, and I got video of all this. I haven't put it online yet because, again, it just happened today, and literally I just got home minutes before the show started. So I got video of the whole hearing. And so you get to hear how ridiculous this woman was, bringing up all this fear-mongering stuff. And this is what sparked this conversation, was the idea of fear, that the government thrives off of this fear. And she was like, well, there could be someone with lice, and they wouldn't know how to be trained to deal with that or trained to recognize it, and there could be infections, and there could be, you know, she's just going down this laundry list, ridiculous nonsense. I mean, we're talking about hair braiding. You don't need to have special tools for this task, maybe a comb. And one of the other ladies who was a hair braider, an African hair braider, she said, yeah, I'll just throw away combs. It's no problem. I'll either sanitize the comb or I'll throw it away and get another one. So these people know how to take care of their clients. They know what they need to do things safely. You don't need the government to tell you how to do it. And ultimately, the government doesn't tell you how to do it. I mean, how many people have had a bad haircut from a hairstylist before? I know people who've had that happen. They go in, they tell the hairstylist what they want to happen. It doesn't end up the way they were hoping it would. You know, it's not the end of the world. Your hair will grow back. You can cut it off. But, you know, the whole idea behind this licensing scheme is fear. It's fear about what might happen. Yes, have some people's scalps been burned by somebody who didn't know how to handle a hot iron or whatever? Yeah, those things have happened in the past. Has somebody used the wrong chemical when, you know, they should have used a different chemical for whatever hair purposes? Sure. there's risk involved when we're talking about chemicals. But ultimately, let's let the market decide this.
And the government, it only gets the $40 license fee, right? Or what money does it get from the process?
The government gets the $40 license fee.
And so the school
gets $15,000 to $20,000.
So, okay. So then in this case, it's, you know, an industry trying to use the force of a government
Absolutely.
To protect itself.
And here's the real killer. When I got up there, I mentioned this. And the people on the board were nodding their heads. They're not the board, but the committee, the State House committee that I was talking to, because they know it's true. The woman who proposed and got passed the cosmetology license in New Hampshire back in the 1990s, guess what kind of business she was in?
Cosmetology.
She owned a cosmetology school. She owned, now there may be more than one now, but in the 1990s, it was, from what I understand, the one cosmetology school in the state of New Hampshire. So you've got the owner of that cosmetology school as a state representative coming in there, proposing regulation of cosmetology licensing, creating from thin air something that had never existed before, and there wasn't a rash of lice exploding all over the state, and, you know, people's scalps weren't being burned left and right, but no, we need to have this because somebody somewhere had a bad experience at some salon, right? Because that's what they can do. They can trot out a victim or two and be like, if we would just create this program, there'll never ever be another victim. And it's ridiculous. So they created this rule, and now this woman's got all this business funneled right into her cosmetology school. And it was funny too, because when I got up there, I talked about this, and I suggested that maybe that's why this was created. And they actually, the chairman of the committee reprimanded me and says that I should not be talking about what people's motivations are. I shouldn't be speculating on what motivations might be. So it was pretty interesting to watch.
And just to tie this back to the Russian thing and via lifting sanctions, so like the NRA and, you know, gun manufacturers, they'd be all for import bans because all around the world you have all these cheap Soviet bloc rifles, weapons, even some cars. You could get the Russian equivalent of a Jeep and just very cheap. And, you know, all these gun companies.
God bless the AK-47. What a wonderful gun.
Exactly, yeah. And so Smith & Wesson, these companies, they don't want to lose it. So now we have overpriced American guns.
Yep, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got plenty of time for you to join us here coming up. Suing over panhandling ordinance. One of our listeners is doing that in Ohio. We might be able to talk to him about it. Plus, the story about Russia and Edward Snowden.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.